Ordinary Virgin Mary, written by Tony Renke. The drama of the Protestant Reformation casts big personalities and major characters, the types of men now etched into myths, legends, and giant stone figures. But the Reformation is also the story of everyday, ordinary followers of Christ, mostly forgotten, who lived out Reformation theology on the ground, and who paid the price for it with their lives. Martyrs like Helen Sturkey. Helen was a fairly average Scottish Christian in the city of Perth, dedicated to daily domestic work as a wife and mother. Her life remained unnoticed to history until the birth of her last child in 1544. When the time arrived for Helen's labor and delivery, Catholic tradition called for earnest prayers to the Virgin Mary. Having a good sense of Scripture, Helen repudiated these petitions. It was a tradition she would not follow. Her baffled midwives pressed her to make such a prayer, but she refused the ritual. The physical risk was real, but the prayers were nothing more than superstitious insurance. "If I had lived in the days of the Virgin," Helen said with poise, "God might have looked likewise to my humility and base estate as he did to the Virgin's, and might have made me the mother of Christ." Her childbed sermonette must have triggered gasps, but Helen was settled and comforted by her theology, knowing her prayers were going directly to God through her Savior Jesus Christ. News of Helen's refusal to pray to Mary, and her bold claim that she was on equal standing before God, very soon found its way to the ears of the local Catholic clergy, and quickly up the chain to the presiding cardinal. His response was swift to snuff out this spark of Protestant theology. Before long, Helen was arrested and imprisoned, along with her husband and four other outspoken Protestants in the city. The small group was soon found guilty of heresy and sentenced to death. The following day, soldiers brought Helen, her husband, and the condemned Protestants to the gallows. Helen asked to die side by side with her husband, James Finlayson, but her request was denied. Men were to be hanged, women drowned, and James would go first. Holding her young child in her arms, Helen approached her husband, kissed him, and gave him these parting words: "Husband, be glad, for we have lived together many joyful days, and this day, in which we must die, we ought to esteem the most joyful of all, because we shall have joy forever. Therefore, I will not bid you good night, for we shall shortly meet in the kingdom of heaven." James was hanged before her eyes. His life on earth done, eyes fell to Helen, who was forced to hand her newborn to a nurse entrusted with a child's care from this point. The authorities led Helen to a nearby pond, bound her hands and feet, put her into a large gunny sack along with stones or weights, and threw her into the water like a bag of garbage, all for the crime of blaspheming the Virgin Mary. Heaven has all the details, but this is all we know of Helen's life. She was a bold woman made strong by Scripture. Her birthbed claim that she was equally qualified to Mother Jesus was a radical ceremonial insubordination. But at the heart, it was an act of faith, rendering the strata of all human superiority irrelevant in the presence of Christ's supremacy. Look deeper into the Reformation, and you will see that it's more than printing presses and theses nailed to doors and theological debates. It's the story of ordinary believers, husbands and wives and fathers and mothers, poised in the words of Scripture, reclaiming the primacy of Jesus Christ for their lives, their marriages, their families, and their eternal hopes, who stand as a cloud of witnesses calling us to do likewise. They call us to hold our biblical convictions without wavering, to enjoy God's earthly blessings, and to endure all momentary afflictions now for the great eternal joy set before us. You've been listening to Here We Stand, a series of 31 short biographies on heroes of the Protestant Reformation. This podcast has been produced by Desiring God, in partnership with Bethlehem College and Seminary. For more, visit desiringgod.org/stand.